Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Do you know why? He's 3 weeks into his diet, isn't he? Looking fat. Have you had a sunbed as well?
No.
First episode back in a bloody long time. We've missed you.
This is comfortably.
Missed you. And you. Have we got another one?
And you.
Have we got three cameras now?
Yeah.
Tell you what,
we have a camera each. Yours is the wide lens, John.
It's just cheap.
I know, but...
Comfortably.
Necessary.
Comfortably, the worst Valentine's I've ever had.
I feel hurt by that.
So we're in Sunderland, aren't we?
We are. The Blue Bell.
We've made it, though. But we'll get onto that in a bit. So we're away for Valentine's.
Yeah.
Done you a favour?
Massively.
Yeah.
I've played a blinder.
Yeah. Split yourself. Just a bigger bit.
Bigger me at Christmas.
Can we start this again?
What am I to do?
Biggest.
Spend it with the family. I can't. I've got two.
What were he called in Coronation Street? You pretended he were a pilot. With Deirdre.
Oh. 3 minutes in?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Richard, is it Richard?
It's you're, Richard,
you're
isn't
talking it? About Rashid. He went to Canal.
God bless him. God bless him. Good to be back, eh? Good to be back.
Yeah, first episode back in, I reckon it's like 2 months.
2 months.
So we're back now with a new series. Well, next week will be the first of the guest series.
We have been to a Netflix premiere.
Take that one off the
box.
That's
why we're in Sunderland. And we've got live show tomorrow.
Do you know what? We're on a Netflix show, actually.
Yeah.
We didn't just go to the premiere, we're actually on it.
Sunderland Till I Die.
Yep.
Season 3.
Yep.
Premiere. Monday.
We were more important than fucking Luke 09 on that, I'll tell you. We were more integral than Luke 09.
I'll tell you what, you've mastered. We'll tell the story about the cans in a minute, but your timing of opening cans in the silence was spot on, wasn't it?
Do you think it will?
In some highly sentimental places within the end of the series as well.
Echoing round the fire station.
Do you think it were planned or...?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
You're thirsty, John, aren't you?
We're back though, aren't we? We're back.
Thirsty for attention.
We're back.
Although, did I tell you, this is ungrateful or dramatic, but I got a text from Johnny Sunday night. This tomorrow could be one of the worst nights of our lives.
Well,
the premiere was Monday.
So I said, is the food, is the drink? It's put no on both counts. So I basically, in my mind, I'm thinking, don't really want to watch Sunderland Till I Die, fucking season 3, episode 3. I'm going for a night out and a bit of free snap.
Yeah.
And he said there's neither. So I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I away another night?
So they have used some of our quite a bit of footage. We did an interview with your dad, didn't we, for Sunderland? I've not seen that. We've only seen the last episode. Not seen, I think, a bit of that interview's in the second episode.
Second episode.
Yeah. But the big theatre in Sunderland where they did the premiere is called the Fire Station. I'm assuming it used to be a fire station. Yeah. They took him up. When he, John asked where it were, you said it's in the fire station. They basically, they put a big screen up at fire station.
But I think we're all the same. We were all picturing it, weren't we? Thinking, it's still an operating fire station. It's not going to be a big thing. It's not going to be very good.
See, I'm thinking
if Bell goes, I'm going to have to pause it.
The highlight of my night is I'm going down the pole. Like, at some point, I want to be down the pole.
So even on the way there, I still didn't realise that it was a proper
theatre.
Mm. But because I was going to go with the fan suits.
So you had all the details, didn't you? So you had us to ransom, really, because we were dependent on you on what...
So my plan to say it was shirt and tie got scuppered because you ended up staying. So you came up Monday and you're staying all week, so that would have just been a waste of time. So on the way up, I thought, I knew you were raging about the drink situation. So I said, right, it's bring your own booze, which I knew you'd take the bait on. And you thought I was being serious because you were all in, but then...
1 point. And then I had a Google.
See, that's where me and you are different. You've Googled. I've just thought, fuck it, take me home.
Yeah. Well, no, I was just interested in the venue. That's the only reason I was Googling, see what it was, where it was. And then I saw the bar and the restaurant and the theatre.
But then you've instructed the, well, we've all instructed the taxi driver to stop at the one stop off licence. And you definitely spat your dummy out because me and him were like, nah, I'm all right, John. I'm not that bothered. There was a sound and a slam of the door.
No, there were a fuck right then. You know why?
I'm pretty sure they were a fuck you then.
Nah, they weren't a fuck you. But the thing is, obviously, I've been dieting on it, right? So I've been saving my calories up for 10 days for this night. And I'm like, we're all having a drink, aren't we? And you've obviously gone, no. We're like, all right then. So I've gone... stomped across the street.
You were a proper sulking little child, weren't you? It went stomped at shop as well. It weren't your regular walk.
So I've got my 12 cans of San Miguel. Then we've got to the do in the taxi, and obviously I can see the bar through the big windows.
Plush.
Can I just say, when you got out to the taxi driver went, are you winding him up? He's obviously been to the fire station numerous times. He knew there's a bloody lovely bar and a restaurant.
So as soon as I've dawned, I've got a split decision then. I've got a decision to make. Do I go with it?
When was the moment that you realised?
When I seen the
bar.
The glass front windows and the bar and everybody in with a drink and that.
It was this isn't bring your own booze, is it?
We're talking red carpet, doorman.
That's when I thought I might
young
be in bother.
Ladies ushering you forward.
Photographers.
A back screen with a Sunderland and Netflix graphics on for photograph opportunities. And you've got a one-stop bag for life.
With 12 cans of San Miguel in.
One of the cameramen was looking at you and then looking down at the bag like as if to say... He's just going to...
Oh, no, he said it. He said...
Did he?
Do you want to just take your bag out of the shot? He said, no.
He lifted an eye, yeah. You got it more in shot.
I mean, you know.
How did you think I was going to go with it? Did you think I'd crawl up my own arse?
Nah.
Or you know that I'd...
Yeah, because you said, you picked a bad victim there, but it was the perfect victim because I knew once you were in,
yeah, you were going to roll with it.
When I saw the bouncers, I thought, a bit like when you were 18 again.
You think,
like,
they might be confiscated?
Yeah.
You could pick them up on way out.
What do you fetch them for?
But you put the carrier bag at the end of the free bar and people were tripping over it and like looking in and going, oh, there's 12 cans of San Miguel down there.
So fair play, lads. You did get me. You did get me.
I mean, it worked out for the best. I can't take any credit.
I think.
We all hands are in. We're not halfway through.
We're sat watching.
We're watching and I'm in a way and you've done all your free ones in.
Pass us a can, John.
I'm there, happy as Larry.
It were good though.
Really good.
I know it's more than Sunderland fans watch that series. All football fans have watched it, haven't they? So
I am
worldwide, isn't it? Have
worldwide.
We made it?
Feels like stepbrothers. Worldwide. What were the advert on stepbrothers?
I've never seen it.
Fuck off.
No.
Give over.
I haven't.
What?
Yeah. No.
Is it? You're not a fan of Ferrell?
No, I've just never seen it. It's just one of them films
if you ask 100 people, I reckon it's in 80 people's top fives.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Prestige. Worldwide. That's it, isn't it?
Somewhere
Prestige.
Like
worldwide.
But you feature heavily if anybody watches it.
Well, we've only seen the third one, and it's a bit.
Yeah.
I'm not a bit.
I feel like I've got my club back.
I feel like I've got my club back, man.
I don't even say that, do I, Matty? Them words don't even leave my mouth.
This team should not be in League One.
Yeah. It was American. Maybe even Indian.
Yeah. I've got my club back, man.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us.
Did you have a good one in the end? It wasn't the worst night of our life, was it?
No.
It was good.
No, it was good. No, yeah. We're now thinking we're in a fire station. And no drink, no food. They weren't food, were they?
No.
No, they weren't food.
Kind of paid. And over the last 2 months, we've been grafting, by the way, for this new series. Busting, I'm going to say that I think this is going to be my favourite series thus far.
Good start.
We dug deep, I think, to get some big names, but also some good characters as well.
What about your skinny jeans the other night?
I'll be honest with you, right? I know you've pillowed me and all that with free drink and everything, but I do think I were the best dressed out of us all.
You did look well.
I were the best dressed.
He just came out of his bedroom and I just heard him say, fucking hell, I didn't realise these were that tight. And then you've walked in.
Best dressed.
They were skinny. They look like sparrow legs.
They were unbelievable.
You can't describe these as sparrow legs, mate.
It was
an optical illusion with how tight their jeans were.
Skinny.
I've got a lost a bit of timber.
I think the shoes as well. The shoes were like clumpy, weren't they?
Fat shoes, thin jeans. That's what it was like.
You did look good though, I'll give you that. I think if you noticed, you know when we're just lounging around, because obviously these have been up all week, but just lounging in the house, he's going around topless. You know, just... feeling himself a little bit.
God.
Half tensing up.
Even when I'm fat, I always walk around with no clothes
on.
Nah,
not as much.
So you can fuck off.
Nah, I've noticed.
Suck in. You do that, it's like you can tell because it sucks in, but then the chest goes over the top.
Yeah.
You know that?
It's your shoulders, like a bit more like a...
Has it been going well, the diet?
Lost about £18, about... I'll put another 4 or 5 back on this week.
Yeah. You've had a couple of cheat days this week. Are they called cheat days on Slimming World? Or?
Obviously, I've drunk on Monday night. Today, Wednesday. I'm going to have a few tonight. Made a kebab Monday night, didn't we?
Big kebab, on it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we're good. Kebab spring rolls. Have you ever done with them?
I had one Monday.
Before? Yeah. Before, I know you did. You had fucking 3 of mine, I only got 6. Kebab spring rolls were a nice touch.
Yeah.
No, fair play to you, John. Exercise. You've been spinning,
swimming. But
how are your stools since you?
Fuck me, I could play golf with them. Honestly, I could roll them up into a. I could.
Because you've always been a bit of a splatterer. Aren't
bar 3, 180. I could hit one of my stools with it now.
A splatterer.
Yeah. I've always been an exploder.
It did actually, when you first started, it blew your mind, didn't it? Because you mentioned it 3 or 4 times about the texture.
Not had a solid poo for a long time.
Not had a solid shit for 6, 8 years.
Came to my gym as well.
Fucking hell.
Did a class.
How did he perform?
Well, he turned up in a pair of thick Lacoste shorts.
More like sweatpants.
Yeah, light grey, no underwear. So it was a bad start.
Like the thick but you worked cotton. Hard.
I know
which ones you
like
mean.
The tracksuit bottom type material.
The ones that he pisses himself.
Yeah. In. But you worked hard.
No, I don't work hard when I get...
Did you keep up with the squad?
Well, it was a pairs one, so me and John, we just worked our way through it. Didn't get involved in the high fives. Stubborn bastard, innit?
Was there high fives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says to him before, says, look, I'm telling you now, right? I don't care if they all think I'm a cunt. I am not high-fiving anybody at the end.
So talk me through the end then. What?
So we finished up, and to be fair, I was one set short on me. They were doing pull-ups, right? But I couldn't lift 20, it's done. Right? So I went with the old rings, who were like that.
What were you pulling to you?
Well, you've got to get up yourself. Just put your chin up, really. And I was one short. So the session had finished, and I did them, and... A lass says to me, we finished, you know? And I says, I know, but I've done one short. So I did them. And then I could see them all congregating at middle of the gym.
Right? All gravitating towards you.
Yeah, because they were like ants. Right? Like, and I thought, fuck it. So I put my head down and I've just walked straight past them.
They all like this?
They're just about to. So I put my head down and I've gone and I've sat down and I've gone for the old... And like, look the other way.
Oh, so yeah, like you had to take a breath.
Sammy, then, the coach called you out, didn't he?
Then I could hear... What the fucking doing it?
So the coach will walk towards... People kind of get in a line and he'll walk down the line giving it one of them.
What? High fives everyone.
He even done everyone. It, the coach. What was he high-fiving for?
It's just congratulations.
I just heard, John, get over here, you shit house. At the top of his voice.
So, I refused to do the high fiving.
But he did say he was impressed with your work rate. Like, you put a shift in.
You mock. But for 20 years, I were a professional athlete.
I know, but you openly admit that you're lazy. Normally.
Yeah. But what? Now I've got my head around it. I'm either spinning or swimming every day, 6 days a week.
Well done, John.
I don't want praise from you. I don't give a fuck.
But keep it up,
I'm giving you some.
You've asked me a question. I've told you to answer.
No, it's unfamiliar ground for you. Praise. Because you don't give it, do you? So, I'd like you to experience it.
Do you think
it.
He's ever praised you?
Me?
You personally?
No, I don't.
You're only doing your job, aren't
but
you?
But I do think you respond better to constructive criticism / tough love.
Because he can get lazy, can't he? He can get lazy.
Tough love.
Tough love.
I tell you what, by the way, Selfish John took it to a new level last night. Unbelievable.
Yeah, because I wasn't here, was I?
Unbelievable. What, first one, this isn't selfish, really. This is just complete disregard. He went out, didn't lock the door. We were already out. Bloody cameras, laptops, everything. Door open, all the... So he decided to nip out.
Just not unlocked.
Just left unlocked. Keys on. Left. He said, everything all right? I said, yeah, we've just got our laptops back off two lads running down the street. But other than that, John, yeah, all fine. But... My Selfish fault. John, we categorically agreed that we'd all go to the gym, right? I said, 4 o'clock, let's get a good start, get ahead of traffic. People leaving work at 5. Let's get there early, then we can get everything done before the odds turn up. So all agreed, 4 o'clock, we'll go to the gym. John, I'm just nipping out.
He's a liar.
4:45, still wasn't back. He'd been for a massage, a big shop.
He's a liar.
Am I right?
I'm going to have to bring you in, Matty.
There was something else as well. What did you do last night? There were a massage, a big shop and something else. And then he come in, oh, sorry, lads. Yeah, I said, John, we were supposed to be leaving. He's like, right. Starts cooking a spag bol.
No.
He starts cooking a spag bol after we already said we were supposed to be going at 4. I hit knife going, chup, 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 chup.
I mean, he was cooking for you. I'll give him that. He is making your tea.
He was cooking for me. I didn't ask for a spag bol.
What day is it today? Wednesday?
Yeah, so yesterday. And we was ready to go, like, you wanted to train. Yeah, just get it done.
Get there before, you know, it gets busy after 5. All agreed.
So what time did you leave?
We were just shy of shaking on it. And he knew.
It's just lies, man.
Went for a massage in a big shop and I walked out seafront.
Just lies.
Come on, John, explain yourself.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. Booked a massage, right? So it's for about 1 o'clock.
Was it deep tissue or?
Yeah, no, like a...
Sports.
Sports massage.
Deep boxing tissues.
Come on.
So that, you know, that bit of crack could get me in fucking trouble. Like. Right, so I booked a massage. So I've been working hard. So I thought I deserve a massage. So I've gone... So I've left about 1 o'clock, half one, for a massage at half two, 2 o'clock, 2:15. So I was like, I tell you what, I'm going to get Jim a miss tonight, lads. He went, well, what, about half four, 5 o'clock? I went, oh, I tell you what, fuck it, I'll come. So I got back in house, 4:05. So, as I said, I've done a big shot. So I've gone in, I've started cutting my onions, cutting mushrooms, frying my mince off and that.
When you come through the door, I said, are we going, John, or what?
And what time was it? Are there two conflicting times?
I can tell you, we left the house at 4:50. And he's just said, I would start cooking at 4:45, didn't
he? Yeah, you did, because then I said, John, are we going on? Aren't you cooking bloody onions? And you scraped
them
in.
But you went in the end.
Yeah.
Oh, we went.
That's the main thing.
Took us half an hour to get there because of traffic. And all you did was sat at fucking jacuzzi.
Did you?
Said he went for a swim.
So a couple of things.
You were on first name terms with everybody in that jacuzzi when I got there.
A couple of things to clear up.
Cold.
Yeah.
A couple of things to clear up, right? It was a professional massage, not a wank one. Right?
That was the first thing that got cleaned up.
Professional massage, not a wank. Right? Number two, it said 4:30, 5:00. Number three, I didn't get back at 4:45 and start cooking. I got back at 4:05 and started cooking. So, he's a lying bastard. So, take that what you will. I really don't give a fuck.
That venom in that fuck, then.
I don't give a fuck.
Venom.
Yeah.
But you did miss the traffic.
And I tell you what.
No, we didn't miss the traffic.
Fast forwarding in 2 hours, right? So, I'm sat in jacuzzi. That walks past. That walks past. Front, quite trimmed. Back, fucking Jesus Christ. Werewolf, right? Disgusting. So I thought, oh, is there a trim up in that? He walks past the jacuzzi to the steam room. Oh,
wings going.
Phil.
Fluttering.
You had a mishap though, didn't you, with the front?
Yeah, I don't like shaving front either, but I got on the manscape and thought I'd do a little bit, and then it all escalates from there, doesn't it? And before you know it, you've got to take it all off. I tried just doing stomach and leaving
the tits,
chest, but I just had a lie.
In fact, what I
it was like, you know, front door mat. It was just a line across there.
What I described
just is welcoming him.
If I were to try and make him into a like something, Brillo pad,
soft on the front,
and then
brittle on the back,
you know, like them things that you wash pots with.
Yeah,
they're Brillo pads.
Coarse back.
So front quite trimmed, back air flying everywhere. Filthy. So do you want to clarify the fact that you're lying?
No, every word that I've just spoke is 100. I mean, Matt will back me up there, but
that's
it's waltzing in, not a current world.
You know, and then like, chop the onions.
We're just sat there in shorts, bags ready. We've both been sat there with our bags on our laps for at least half an hour, ready to go.
I actually thought, as I said, we left about 10 to 5. I actually thought to myself, it would be good, Craig, if I just went, tell you what, lads, I'm not coming. I'm gonna finish this bag ball off. So yeah, so you I didn't have you down as a liar.
Listen,
I didn't have you down as a liar.
I said before, didn't I? There's like, obviously we finished recording in December, and then there's like a cycle. People kind of leave us alone, probably out of sight, out of mind for that month. And then early February, we always get the, lads, when you're back, I'm having to speak to me missus or stuff like that, you know, like as if they're missing us.
Yeah.
And then obviously none of us reply.
I mean?
Now and again, you do like
again.
You'll do like a bulk back few weeks, but then the turns where
get
people
aggressive.
Start getting, lads.
Yeah.
Any fucking chance?
Any chance or any chance of a reply or something like that. It's like a vicious cycle.
Yeah. Some people get really aggressive, I find. Oh, so you're not posting anymore, are you?
Anymore
on
Spotify?
Are they all just on Patreon now?
Yeah.
No episodes for us free people.
A response would be nice with a thumbs up. Yeah. You know, one of them.
But then I think you mustn't have watched the last episode where we say we'll be back at the start of February. Mid-February.
Early March, maybe. It's him, that lying again. That's the mantra of this series. I'm just going to call you a liar all the time.
That's fine.
But yeah, we get left alone. Not left alone, that's...
We get his first month, don't we?
Like, first month free, and
first
then...
First month free, and then...
We get the love, like, as if... The longing for our return, and then it's like, lads, you're taking the piss now.
Mm. Yeah, but we appreciate the love.
We appreciate the love. Appreciate the hate.
Yeah.
Nick on the chopping block. Favourite episode we've recorded so far this series? Go.
Jason McAteer.
I'm about to say Jason McAteer.
James Collins.
James Collins.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
It's tough between the two of them. I don't know.
Collins, McAteer.
Oh, Nick Anderton. Good shout.
Yeah.
Very good shout.
I forgot about doing him. See, it just all goes into one for me now. I didn't know if it was this episode or this series or last series.
When was it that you binned us on the way back from London? You got the train back to Manchester, but we got the train back, us three, remember?
Oh, we haven't spoken about that, have we?
Huh? Well, you just...
You got to get back to watch fucking Wanksday Monkeys or something.
I had a gig to go to, so yeah. I went straight back to Manchester. And you went to Leeds and you got...
7 hours back, door-to-door, London to Leeds.
Yeah.
And for the first 4.5 was awful, wasn't it?
I don't think we had a drink, did we, either?
No.
Wanksday Monkeys.
It was terrible.
Got some pit. I
or it pumped me for 6:30 as well. I were on my first pint.
I always cut from me.
It does mine.
Fucking, I am such an unlucky bastard.
You engage conversation, that's why.
No, I don't think I did on this occasion.
No, I think he wanted to sit, because there was us three and there was a spare seat. And as he was walking down, I saw him clock. There was a spare seat.
I've got my back to him.
Yeah.
He fucking sits down. He's absolutely wankered.
And he claimed to be James Milner's cousin, didn't he?
Yeah.
But me and Matty played a blinder because opposite the next table was two spare seats. So he's gone for his laptop, started doing some work on the other table. And then I've gone and joined him. And, you know, they're a splitter.
Yeah.
Just pretended that there was a splitter. So I had mine in, but I could just hear them too.
James Milner's cousin.
But he was on his own, just walking up and down, speaking.
You'd be all right. I don't think he were on his own.
I think he said he would be his missus and her mum and dad.
I know. But anyway, there was a faulty line, weren't they? On the way back, that was the first stop.
Yeah. We got to Peterborough, stopped to Peterborough for about an hour.
Yeah. And the woman,
we did get lucky. We did get lucky, because she said, really sorry, there's something down... Some train lines are down between Peterborough and Donny. But you're very lucky because our driver can drive the train in this direction.
Detour.
Can they only go in certain directions?
And it's a special train, so we're lucky that this train can go on these particular lines.
All right.
So basically, we were lucky that the train driver could...
It were a special train with a special driver.
We're lucky that the train driver could actually... drive the train.
Yeah.
So we went all the way around Lincoln, didn't we?
That was the first delay. One of probably an hour and a half.
Yeah.
An hour 15, an hour and a half.
Is it a train with a cart?
No, a shop.
But it was right, the shop.
Running low on stock. So then people were just starting to get a little bit pissed off, thinking we're moving. Perfect. Pulls into Doncaster. And that same woman comes on the tannoy and says, unfortunately, the train driver's come at the end of his shift, so he's leaving. We're trying to get another one in, but he's currently 45 minutes.
So the special driver's fucking off?
The special driver's down tools at Doncaster.
His shift's done. He's fucked off.
He's clocked off.
He's done. He's not winning fucking Leeds and then coming back.
So that's when people, there was tuts. Mm. So there was one fella sat on his, he was sat, like two tables behind John. And he just sat there barely even knew he was there. I just saw his head. And then, so she said, just stay on this train and there's another driver on the way. So then when it came to it, where she asked us to leave because the driver wasn't ready.
She had to tell you to get off?
We had to leave and leave the platform. There was another train coming, which was delayed about an hour and 50. And he just had enough. For fuck's sake, this country's shit! At the top of his voice, slammed his briefcase down and got
briefcase?
Off.
Briefcase?
Yeah, yeah, like
a
leather.
And booty?
A shit leather bag.
A proper man, aye.
But a proper man.
This co- country shit. Just gone off.
Slammed his briefcase.
So that was a bit of an icebreaker for Roger because obviously we start pissing.
What did he? What response did he get? Did he get like, did people agree with him? A round of applause? Or just silence. Just silence.
People were, everybody was raging. But this, we were finding it funny, weren't we, at this point?
Yeah. Oh, it's gone past it now.
Yeah, we were. Crack now. Anything that, you know, you get the giggles.
So are you fuming? Mr. Ben's obviously fuming, but are you?
We've gone past raging.
Yeah, we were all right now.
It'd already like been 5 hours.
Start becoming funny.
I'm sure I was supposed to have a takeaway, right? And I've said, get your own snap.
So then we've all got off.
By the way, we got all gear and all, didn't we?
Yeah, all the gear. Between three of us.
We were lugging gear because Wanksteer Monkeys won't let you take any gear into concert.
So then we got on the train that was meant to be 2 hours previous. Everyone piled onto that train, but they still didn't have a driver. And at this point, it was just boiling point for everybody. Anyway, we're all sat. Next thing, one of the conductors comes down who loved the podcast. She's come down and obviously loads of raging punters. He's gone, lads, how we doing?
We've seen him before, actually.
Yeah, I've met him before. And he stood there like, oh, I loved that video you did with so-and-so. I was at Sheffield United game as well. And you could just see a woman like just staring at him going, excuse me, sir. And he's basically shutting her up to talk about Sheffield United v Crystal Palace.
Anyway, I said, what's happening? He went, I don't give a fuck.
I don't know. Just carry on.
I'm getting paid. I don't give a fuck. I'm on overtime. But can you remember the Asian girl?
Yeah, that was good.
So there's us three. There's an Asian girl comes up on her own. She was only the youngest, wasn't she? Maybe 19, 20-ish. And she went, do you know what's happening? I need to get to Bradford. I'm like, oh, but we're not sure, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, she was talking. So I'm like trying to have a conversation with her, but she weren't talking back to me. And I'm like, yeah. And she went, oh, sorry, I'm just on the phone. She got her ear.
You've been replying.
She got her ear things in, right? But it was fucking freezing, wasn't it? So she got an hat over her things, but she's talking. And I'm having a conversation with her. And she's not answering me back.
So was she talking to you at all?
Yeah, to start initially, with. Saying, right. Do you know what's happening? I need to get to Bradford. So then she must have phoned, and then I'm having a conversation with her for a good 30 seconds.
Yeah. Basically, she was asking her dad. He was on train line on the phone.
So when's the next one?
He's like, oh, I'm not sure, love. And then I think she heard you, but didn't acknowledge you until the next time. She's like, oh, sorry, I'm just on the phone.
What the fuck's happening here?
And that was us. We were buckled.
I think she's been a bit fucking rude.
So 7 hours. But
seven
the last
hours.
Two was just good. Comedy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Put it in for this series, obviously. Well, 7 hour train.
7 hours.
We've been full. We have been up and down a lot, haven't we?
I think I need to reference as well. There's two episodes in this series that I'm wearing a black tracksuit.
Mm. Oh, shit, yeah.
Velour.
Yeah, I'm not a big tracksuit wearer. It was more for comfort.
You're travelling them, weren't you?
Yeah. I forgot my jeans. So I just wanted to put that. I don't know anybody.
You two were just as bad as each other.
Really care. No.
Explaining yourself.
No. I'm only bringing it up because you make several references within the podcast about the state of my clothing. So I feel like I need to explain myself.
James Collins and Tim Sherwood. And he's dressed like I don't know.
I think. Three.
Yeah, we did. What else did we do down there? Oh, Scott Malone.
Scott Malone as well. Black tracksuit. Some good ones coming. Some good ones, I'm telling you. Oh. Best series yet. I seen Chris Wilder got... he's been pulled up for his... That, do you see his sandwich rant?
I didn't.
I did.
He's getting done by FA.
Is he?
Yeah.
One of his assistants was eating a sandwich at the time. I thought that was a complete lack of respect. Hopefully he enjoyed his sandwich while he was talking to a Premier League manager.
What do you think?
Chris? While talking to a Premier League manager?
What, a Premier League manager?
Just depends what the sandwich were.
Yeah, but I think he's got marks for saying, but he's started talking to me while I'm at Midland with dinner.
So has Chris gone into the
ref's room?
Yeah.
The lino is fucking ball deep in his
sandwich.
Prawn mayo.
I'm with the lino, are you?
Yeah.
By the way, he's refueling, isn't he? After
By the way, Chris does listen, so be careful.
Officials are wankers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put your prawn sandwich down, you dickhead.
Well, they're going to be egg and cress as well or something, innit?
What's not the best rant from a manager post-match? You ever see Roy Hodgson?
Yes.
That's a good one.
Keegan's up there. That's got to be the number one, surely.
No, but Keegan...
I know it's been overplayed, but...
Yeah, but Roy was with the interviewer. Just... Can we get it up?
Yeah. He's been wrong.
Roy, satisfying day at the office for you?
Yeah, it's very. I thought we played very well. We were rocked back by another decision, which I find hard to accept. But luckily,
which one
do you think?
I'm asking you.
No, well, I'll leave it then. If you're going to be tricky like that, I won't even bother to, you know, carry on. Shall we? Let's stop it here, shall we? I mean, you're going to be tricky with your questions.
No, I'm genuinely
asking. Start again. Which one? Well, how many were there? I only had two shots at goal. One was a penalty, and one was a strike a goal our goalkeeper saved. So what decision are we talking about?
Okay.
So you know, let's not take the piss here.
Well,
I think you are, but there you are.
I wasn't.
Well, we start again, shall we? Or else you can use that if you want.
No, I don't think I want that.
Start again.
It was a genuine question.
Well, I won't mention it then. You know, there wasn't a fucking penalty in the game.
Ooh! Dropped an F-bomb.
That didn't happen, so let's just talk about our performance.
Roy, a satisfying day at the office?
Yeah, I thought we'd play very well.
Contest, did you not feel?
Not particularly, no. I thought we had the better of the first half, and I thought we had clearly the better of the second half.
Any decisions in the game that you weren't happy with?
No, we've already been through that. We went through that before you've restarted the interview, so I'm not prepared to talk about decisions. If people who watch the television can't see what decisions I'm talking about, then let's forget about it.
Unlike Roy.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Swearing.
A couple of swear words.
I can't imagine him swearing.
Did you see Sam Allardyce were pictured? Like, it looked like they were in a calf with, I'm sure it was Paul Scholes, Nicky Butt, maybe Ryan Giggs. I just wonder what conversations going on there. Trying to get
recently?
Salford.
What, manager of Salford?
You wouldn't think so, but I'm just wondering what conversation's going on there. It looked like they were in a greasy spoon as well.
What's his order?
I know.
Ooh.
I reckon he brings his own Sports Direct mug to a cafe. Sam.
I'd like a jumbo breakfast. Can I get an extra piece of fried bread?
Yeah.
I want black pudding. Would you like Spam? Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hash browns?
Why?
Extra hash browns.
Yeah.
And I reckon Nicky Butt's just sat there with something with celery hanging out, a green glass. Giggs is probably just eating some of a bloke's breakfast.
Scholes is a poached egg on toast.
Yeah. Hot topic. What do you think about the blue card?
Shite. It's
doing the rounds.
Is it? It feels like it's an April Fool or something. Like, is it an actual thing?
I think he's gone out at window now, but they were taking it serious.
Who's
I don't know.
Who's thinking of this?
Because I know they have it in rugby, don't they?
The sin bin.
The sin bin. And I think it works in rugby, but if you do get sin bin, then it's like...
It's 10 minutes, isn't it?
The thing is, in rugby...
You can concede a lot of points.
One player down in rugby is massive.
Yeah.
Whereas in football, you're just going to get 10 behind the ball, aren't you?
Just defend.
Or nine, whatever
it is.
For
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Just be shit for 10 minutes, won't it?
Are they doing this on the back of... Because there's been a lot more red cards, haven't they, since VAR? Are they doing this on as a reaction to that? Just complicating it.
They just keep chucking new stuff in, don't
exactly.
They?
They'll be rolling subs next.
Ooh.
I reckon it'll be the
Referees Association.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. They'll be putting it to...
Power hungry.
They'll be doing it to the thingies.
Imagine, like...
What we need is a blue card.
Even just a blue card, it's like...
What do you think?
A joke.
Top.
Just what sin bin.
What colour would you go with instead of blue? Like a teal.
Yeah. I like a teal. I look good in teal.
But do you know if you were... You know, like, if you played for 20 minutes and then you sat down for 10,
lads are going to be coming on and fucking pulling stuff, aren't they? I mean, you can sit upside on a bike and whatever.
Yeah,
but
they'll do that, won't they?
But it's still... Nah, it's a fucking shambles.
Imagine just five lads outside on what bike? What game's going on?
Well, that's what would have to happen.
You can't just chuck a trump in every now and again and then just
that,
smile.
Do you know what? That is a blue card. That is a blue card. Get outside for five.
Not a bother.
See you in the morning.
I've got this bag ball. Nah, it's a fucking load of shit.
Is that you're pleased with yourself as well, though? It's a smile that follows the trump.
It's just fucking crap.
Get a load of that.
Blue yeah, I know you say you don't enjoy what, but I definitely don't enjoy it as much as I used to.
What's your since all of this?
All of this, the VAR and that. No tackles going in.
I don't know.
Anytime there's a tackle, they look reviewing whether it's a red card or not.
Yeah. And they slow it down. It's, you know, like, back in the day, I don't know if I said this, right? Do you know if you've played fucking 38 Premier League games, 46 games, right? Over the course of the season, it's going to average its an out, I think. Decisions that go for you, decisions that go against you. It's only because there's decisions later on the end of the season when people are going to win titles or in the top six. It's only later in the season that you remember him. You don't remember getting a fucking shitty penalty in August, do you?
Mm.
Or an offside in November.
No.
Well, it's fucking crap.
And nothing gets overturned now anyway. You know, if
very, very rare.
Very rare it gets overturned. If somebody goes down and there's any contact at all in the box, the referee's not overturning it. Probably because he's shit scared of getting...
lambasted.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring change back Kevin rules. Lynch, Pawn Tash, no holds barred.
Telling players like it is.
Yeah.
And then if you don't like it, you get one of them.
Oh, I hated that.
Yeah, that was too much.
No, you don't. Don't want that back.
No.
That too
keep
much.
Keep that.
Yeah. Put that in the VAR room and fuck it off. But now it's just spoiling shit, isn't it? Just spoiling football.
It's just bringing comedy. You know that? The conversation that they had for the Liverpool-Tottenham game when they disallowed the goal that was onside. That conversation is just priceless. They're all having, like,
yeah.
They're pressing that many panic buttons.
Whether you have VAR or what, there's still the conversation every week, isn't there? So might as well just keep it to referee's decision.
Yeah.
Everybody's still arguing about it, whether he's made right decision or not. So whether it's bloke upfield making wrong decision or bloke in video room making wrong decision.
Don't get me wrong, right? I think for offside, fair enough.
For a goal, over the line. Mind you, you do that with Hawkeye or whatever it is.
Yeah, but offside, if you're offside, you're offside. There's no grey area on that, is there?
But there's phases of play now, aren't they? Is there another phase of play?
But if you're offside, you're offside, aren't you? Somebody slips a ball through and your toe's fucking an inch of it, you're offside. That is black and white, isn't it?
Is it off toe or arm? No, or...
Shoulder?
Is it furthest part forward?
Yeah, whatever arm, you can score a goal with.
Nose.
Ah.
Could be the furthest line ever. No, the defender line and the attacker line. Could be 6 inch on telly.
Imagine, I remember Andy O'Brien, Newcastle.
Oh, fucking hell, finally played everybody on.
Oh, push up Andy, man.
Why are you running across
the halfway line?
Why are you running? He's 100% on. Andy, can they have turn? Keeping him on, awful.
Under no circumstances can you face your own goal, Andy, or else we're fucked.
Lads just go like him. Tipping his ultras, keeping me on. Sorry, Andy.
Poor Andy, man.
More Andy O'Brien got a big ultra, didn't they?
His was a belt alike.
Great deflection, by the way. Fucking hell. Andy, get on the half turn. You're playing him on.
So, yeah, we've got some episodes coming.
We have pushed the boat out this series, haven't we? Guest-wise.
I'm hoping everyone's going to enjoy it. I think we need to get some more games as well because we're on a bit way to Euros, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. We haven't done a game this year. Sloppy from us.
No, very sloppy. I agree with you, John.
What do you want? Do you want Championship League One or do you want creme de la creme?
No. For that reason.
Remember when what's that club called at City that we went to?
The Tunnel Club.
That wasn't the best, was it? I know we got invited,
but... Food were nice, but... It was too much for a game of football.
You could have bet it six times, couldn't you?
Yeah. No.
Maybe five now.
No, lower league for me. You know, like how Tim Sherwood were talking about the perfect game of football, absolute
to be fair, though, it's
whatever.
It is
I just
slap,
want
to.
I just want to see 22 blokes kick it shit out of each of me. Hey, go on, get in. Still, you know, one of them when someone does a cruncher and everyone goes, hey! Yeah. And he gets up, chest out, aren't you? When
that's
you come in living room with no
that's
shit
gone
on.
Down. Nah. Because the League fucking One and League Two referees, they're all abiding by the Prem rules.
I wonder when the last I'll see you in the tunnel. And it kicking
scrap
off in the tunnel. Proper tear up.
Thing is, it's a,
years.
It's a Saturday done, isn't it? Really?
It's what?
It's, if we do stick one of the games, it's a Saturday done, isn't it? So if we go to.
Let's go to do a few abroad and stuff. They're the best ones where it seems like it's back in old days.
I've been fucking saying this for months.
It's like going up time travel in DeLorean.
A bit like coming up here.
Remember his head loss? I've just done while this has come. Is it Ajax? Was it the Ajax trip? With the buses. Did we ask you what time's the bus or something? And you just completely took the paddy.
Oh, yeah.
Have I got the right trip?
No.
You basically.
Yeah, it were. Cause
I chucked a paddy.
Yeah, it was because his mates were there.
Feyenoord.
Yeah.
Sorry, not Ajax. Feyenoord PSV.
Yeah. Chrissy, what time did the bus come? I don't fucking know. I ain't organised this trip. That did happen, did it?
I think you just had it up to
that's
here.
That's the only time that my head goes when we go on these trips.
It's good.
Alicante, I think we spoke about it though. Alicante was bad.
It's because I'm like a tour guide. Like nobody can Google stuff. Just like have a look on your phone yourself. Like, ask me and then I do it. It's from my own fault.
Yeah, the thing is you're too far now. You're too far gone.
I'm pulling shutter down.
Yeah, let's go abroad, man. Why have we not been going? We all like
where should
away,
we go then?
We?
Well, if we're going to go to Germany, I think we should get a van, mate. Just all get in a van. A couple of mattresses.
Or Ned Flanders Winnebago.
I tell you what, I could take that one from our Airbnb this week. That bastard.
Bed?
The bed. It could be one of the worst.
I played a blinder this week. We're getting up early.
It is fastest finger first, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Got up early.
Whoever gets in gets the best bed.
Got a nice double bed. Had a look around them all. Nice double bed.
Arrived 2 hours before everybody else.
Worth it.
He can do it when he wants to.
Oh, yeah, I know. When it's for his best interest.
Exactly.
So next week, first episode. For you, what are going to be the highlights of this series?
Undisputed, biggest one wood in football has been...
Announced.
Mm. In one of the first episodes.
Biggest highlights.
Right.
We've got some more cock stories coming.
Roy Keane and Mick McCarthy World Cup stuff.
Yeah. That never gets boring, does it? You never get sick of hearing about it.
Well, we've heard it from a horse's mouth, haven't we?
Yeah.
Not calling
that's
him an
no
horse.
That's no way to talk about Jason.
Yeah. He's a good looking lad.
Yeah.
What else?
On a football theme.
Yeah.
Which I don't think people will really realise, or I certainly didn't, the 7-goal swing on the last day of the season for
Bristol Rovers.
Yeah. Rovers.
Yeah.
To get in the playoffs or to go up automatic, can't remember.
Automatic.
7-goal swing
on the
last day.
What about mixing shoulders with Frank Sinatra and Roger Moore?
Oh, I'd leave that a mystery, who that is. And the Pope.
The Pope on speed
he's
dial.
He's a big dog, isn't he? The Pope. Quite an important man.
What's yours?
Andy Carroll gets fisty cuffs.
I would not mess
with Andy
Carroll.
Laying somebody out.
Yeah, I won't either. If Andy wants to use my missus as a bobble, he can. Yeah, just check it. You even use a straightener if you want, Andy. No bother at all.
Did he say the best punch he'd ever received?
Yeah.
It's hard.
He took a 10 count.
Did he say he got to 8, maybe?
He took a knee at 8.
Even so.
Yeah. Yeah. Frank Sinatra and the Pope, man.
No, there's some good tales coming. Some very good tales coming.
Would you rather meet Frank Sinatra or the Pope?
Frank.
I don't think I'd have much in common with Pope. Can't speak Italian for a start. I think we should do a bingo as well. Have you seen, I don't know who it is, piping up on Twitter about him asking about Tuesday clubs?
After every tweet.
Every tweet is just John asking to choose the clubs. Don't change, John.
I think his name's Bob Holness or something.
Yeah, it's not a real name, is it?
Who organised Tuesday? You put that thing up about the Netflix thing and he just put, John wants to know who organised Tuesday Club. That's the first laugh he got from us.
Do you know when like when we're out and about and that, when we're away and stuff, and you say, you're coming to the gym or you're coming for a run and that, and I say no, and you think, I'm just a lazy bastard. Went for a scan last week.
Right. Are you pulling up medical notes?
I'm pulling up my medical report. On my left knee. Long history of knee pain, previous high-grade MCL and intercarpalysis.
This is the furthest you've gone to prove that you're not telling fibs.
Surgery. Findings. Fucking lot of long words in here. In the medial tibiformal compartment, there is extensive full thickness of chondral loss over the femoral, condyle and tibial.
There's definitely full plateau thickness going on.
With associated subchondral edema and large marginal osteophysis. Complex degenerative tearing extending throughout the posterior horn and body of the meniscus with a degree of meniscal maceration and extrusion of meniscal material beyond the joint margin.
Why are you sharing this with us, John?
Because you think I'm a lazy bastard.
But you've obviously still got this pain.
Yeah.
And you've started doing something.
Yeah. This is the bit that fucking surprised me.
So we could have missed that.
The anterior cruciate ligament.
So you've got a sore knee, John. Do you remember when Mark O'Brien got a pig valve on his heart so he could carry on playing?
The anterior cruciate ligament is defused.
You can't go for a trot round
corner. Shut up, you bald cunt!
You can't go for a trot round corner because of a load of words you can't say.
The anterior cruciate ligament is of defused, increased signal and thin in nature, which suggests a previous...
Are you sure they were?
This is the important bit, this lad. which suggests a previous, probably high-grade partial thickness injury with a few fibres remaining intact. So basically, I've done my ACL at some point.
And never fixed it. You're a warrior, John.
I fail.
Well, I tell you what I think. I think some people were out fucking 9 months with theirs, weren't they?
And you carried on?
Seems like it. I ain't done nothing since I retired to fucking do it, so...
So what are they going to do about it now?
I'm just waiting on I'm seeing the surgeon tonight.
Tonight?
Not tonight, because Valentine's Day, he's taking his wife. But... As this goes
out, have you just said you've seen him tonight?
Because it's a Monday, isn't it? It's coming out tonight.
Right, okay.
So I'm seeing the surgeon tonight.
Ah, right, I see.
I don't think you'll need a knee replacement, though.
I'll need one eventually.
Yeah, but you said you'll need one now.
Well,
not by that.
Eh?
Not by the, what is that thingy.
Oh, you know what I mean? That's not...
Not in my expert medical opinion.
Cheers.
What are they? Stainless steel? Plastic?
I don't know. See, I don't want to steal one because... Obviously, it'll bump the...
You don't want to steal...
When I get on scales, it'll bump it up. I'll have to lose another £4 for my new knee. So, yeah, so basically, I've not just been
so
a lazy
knackered.
Cum.
You're knackered. No,
the left knee's knackered, yeah.
You've got the paperwork to prove it.
Yes. Clinical report. But we still go swimming, we still go spinning.
By end of series, what are you hoping for by end of series?
To have put all this weight back off. I'm not enjoying my life at the minute. I'll be fucking perfect honest with you.
It is shit, innit?
I'm like that. When I go into a room, I'm like that on top of the door, just eating dust. just to fill us up.
I'm just trying to... The days that we've spent has been a cheat day.
This week?
No, like, where was it where we called in the services and we had Mexican.
The Chinese.
Chinese. Mm.
And you had KFC for supper.
I went full size. I had 2 pieces of chicken from KFC.
I remember sitting there thinking, do you know what? It's all right. He's had a lapse. I'm not going to say anything. And I thought, if that were me, try and have a diet and I slipped for a second, got a popcorn chicken, he'd be like, oh, hey,
strangers. Strangers at the... Hey, look at this one here. Popcorn chicken.
He's on a diet,
the fat bastard.
He's on a fucking diet.
Well, I thought, no. Let him have his chicken. He's had a sleep. He'll pick himself back up tomorrow. And it'll all be all right again.
What are we on today? 14th of February, innit?
Support that, John.
14th of February. So I started my diet 1st of January. £18, I think. What's that? 6 weeks?
Yeah.
What's that? How many pounds in the stone?
14.
What's the target? Twos.
Target is...
Two stone. So you got another 14 go?
2.5.
We can do this.
I know I can. I will. I'll piss it. I've got my head on it. This week's been a bit of a blur.
Yeah, but tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. I'm getting pissed tomorrow night at live show. start again. I'll be spinning Saturday morning. And I'm going out Saturday. Then I'll be back on it Monday.
It's not too intermittent, that. You'll be all right. You'll get through it, John.
I know, well, we'll support you about me.
All the way.
Don't worry about me.
Keep off the pasta.
It's good to be back.
Yes, it's fucking certainly good to be back.
It's bloody fantastic to be back. If anybody wants to sponsor any of the upcoming episodes, please get in touch. Or wants to help us get to the Euros. Mm-hmm. That'd be nice as well, wouldn't it?
Oh, aye.
Yeah.
We'll do anything. We'll advertise anything.
Be better this one, won't it? Because it's so close. Like, 2 hours on a plane.
Might be hard to get tickets, though. Mm. But we'll see. We'll see. So, yeah, it's good to be back. Every Monday night, we'll have a new episode. Once again, for 15 weeks.
15 episodes.
15 episodes.
Back to back.
Back to back. You know, well, we did 17 last time. We just carried on for the sake of it, didn't we? So we might do that again. Who knows? I like.
There'll be at least 15, wouldn't there?
Yeah, at least 15.
At least, yeah.
But we're not ruled to anybody, are we? We're our own gods, John.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.